Yahrzeit is always observed on the anniversary of a person's death. The problem comes up when that anniversary doesn't exist. This is going to be the case next week. This year, Chodesh Cheshvan is a short month. It only has 29 days, but sometimes it can have 30 days. So what do you do with a person who died on the 30th of Cheshvan? And then in subsequent years, it turns out sometimes that there isn't a 30th of Cheshvan. When should the Yahrzeit be observed? Obviously, we've got a choice, presumably between the 29th of Cheshvan, which is the last day of Cheshvan, or the 1st of Kislev, which is Rosh Chodesh, which, of course, 30th of Cheshvan also was Rosh Chodesh. It's a little bit akin to the case of a person who's born on the 29th of February. When do they observe or celebrate their birthday? In any event, this is discussed by the Poskim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tavkuf Samachet in Orach Chaim, even though the halachot of Yahrzeit usually come up in Yoredeya. Here it comes up in Orach Chaim because it comes up under the halachot of a Tanit. In classical times, certainly, in the view of the Shulchan Aruch, one observes the Yahrzeit by fasting on that day. So it comes up in Tavkuf Samachet, which deals with halachot of Nidrei Tanit. So the Magin Avraham, or let's start with the Taz is of the opinion that you fix the Yahrzeit on the 29th of Cheshvan, because the person died on the last day of Cheshvan. And this year, the Yahrzeit is on the 29th of Cheshvan. Obviously, if there's 30 days in Cheshvan, so then the Yahrzeit is on the 30th of Cheshvan. But if there are only 29 days, then it's on the 29th of Cheshvan. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igrot Moshe, Yoredeya Chelek Gimel Sim Kuf Nun Tet, he disagrees. And he says that the Yahrzeit should be observed on the 1st of Kislev, on Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Why? Because on the 29th of Cheshvan, the person was definitely alive. So you can't fix a Yahrzeit on a date when the person was alive. The Mishnah Brura brings down the Magin Avraham and says that in actual fact, the Minhag is to follow the Magin Avraham, even though Rav Moshe Feinstein disagreed. But the Mishnah Brura in Sifkatan Membet, he says that the Magin Avraham has a more complicated equation, and he says that if the first year that after the death the year is Cheshvan is a short month, so then Rosh Chod, the Yahrzeit is fixed on the 29th of Cheshvan. If however the first year is also a complete month, there are 30 days in Cheshvan, then the Yahrzeit is obviously observed on the 30th of Cheshvan, which is Rosh Chodesh, and you've started a minhag now of fasting on the, or observing the Yahrzeit on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Obviously, you don't fast on Rosh Chodesh, but observing the Yahrzeit on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. So those are the three opinions that we have there. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the same tshuva, he also discusses the question of a person who died Bein Hashmashot, twilight. We're not quite sure whether it's the first, the Sunday or the Monday. We're not sure whether it's the 15th of the month or the 16th of the month. When should one fix the Yahrzeit? So Rav Moshe Feinstein is consistent with what he said, we quoted from him just a moment ago, that you fix the Yahrzeit on the latter date. Why is that? Because on the former date, the earlier date, the person was definitely alive. So you can't fix the Yahrzeit on the 15th. You know the person was definitely alive on the 15th, at least for some of the 15th, and we know they were definitely dead on the 16th. So you fix the Yahrzeit on the 16th. However, the Chatam Sofer in a tshuva in Orach Chaim, Simon Kuf Samach Aleph, he actually says that you should fast on both days, or observe the Yahrzeit on both days. Why is this? When I first heard of this shita of the Chatam Sofer, it sounded very strange to me. You know, Yahrzeit, it's not a din d'oraita. Why should you have to observe it on both the days? But he explains by referring us to a halacha to do with the Arba Kosot and the commentary of the Ran on the Sugim Masechet Pesachim. With the Arba Kosot, the Gemara says really you only need to lean for two of the Kosot. The question is, which two is it that you lean for? Do you lean for the first two Kosot, or do you lean for the latter two Kosot? So because we don't know which two you lean for, you have to lean for all four. So the question is, leaning for the Arba Kosot is Din de Rabbanan. Surely we should say Sveika de Rabbanan Lekula. But he says if we were to say that, then we would end up not leaning at all. And there's a Takanav Chazal, you should lean for the Kosot. So you only say Safek de Rabbanan Lekula where you're not going to lose the entire Din altogether. So here also, you know, with the Yortzeit, each day we could look at it as being a Safek. Safek de Rabbanan, Yortzeit is a Din de Rabbanan. So on the 15th of the month, I don't have to observe it as Yortzeit because there's a Safek and it's a Safek de Rabbanan, so I can be Makel. On the 16th of the month, also I would say the same thing. Maybe this isn't the Yortzeit, so Safek de Rabbanan, Lekula, and I don't need to observe at the Yortzeit. In which case, I end up with not observing a Yortzeit at all, and that's clearly not correct. So, therefore, I should observe the Yortzeit on both days, particularly since the whole purpose of the Yortzeit is a tikkun for the neshama, and you want to get that on the right day. If you observe the Yortzeit on the wrong day, then you haven't properly given that tikkun to the neshama of the person who passed away, and therefore it's proper to observe it on both days. Again, the Chatam Sofer makes two qualifications there. Number one, he says you certainly don't need to fast on both days because that would be too much to ask of anybody. Also, he says that on both days you don't have a din of kadima for leading the tefillah or for saying Kaddish when only one person said Kaddish, meaning that if there's somebody else who is also saying Kaddish on that day, each of those days that person can say, I've definitely got a chiyuv, you're only a safek. So, but nevertheless, you should say Kaddish on both the days, according to the Chatam Sofer, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, only on the second day. Ad Kan.